Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 18th, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas of success. Well, happy President's Day to all of you on the U.S. side. Today we celebrate the top leaders of our country, past and present. So a big shout out to President Barack Obama. May God watch over you and guide you in all of your connections, decisions, and leadership of our great nation. Well, ladies, this is a new week full of wonderful possibilities and opportunities. So my question to you is, are you ready to generate a great income this week? Get organized, make new connections, and accomplish your goals for the week. If your answer is a resounding yes, then I'm ready to encourage you to step out of your box today. Here's one thing that you can do for yourself this week that can change your complete outcome. You ready? Hold yourself accountable. That's right. Accountability is another one of the keys to achieving success. And the more we realize that structure and responsibility is vital for our business success, the more successful we will become. Now, ladies, come on. You know, sometimes we just don't like to hold ourselves accountable for anything. We have a tendency, again, to kind of lose focus and bounce all over the place. And sometimes we forget to follow up, and sometimes we forget to make those important phone calls when we need to be providing information to our prospects. Sometimes we forget to even market our business. However, this we must remember. Accountability, again, is so key. We have to get to the point to where we understand that if we are going to be successful businesswomen, we have to step out of the box, step up to the plate, and make things happen on a daily basis. So keep that in mind this week as you move forward in pursuing your dreams and your goals. We have a wonderful show lineup for you today. Again, in keeping with our theme this month, love yourself, love your business, our hot topic for today is finding your passion with author and success coach Donna Satchel. Last year we had Donna on the show, and we just totally enjoyed having her. She talked about believing in yourself, and it was such a intimate and at the same time wisdom-packed show. And so we really, really enjoyed her, and I'm so happy that we have her again today. Donna is full of wisdom. She has written the book, Just Get Serious About Your Success. And I will say that it's probably one of the best written books I have seen in a long time that is broken down in easy-to-read chapters, and it really has just a lot of information that will help you to have some of those fantastic aha moments. And, you know, again, I've told Donna this before, but, you know, I go to this book all the time just to get myself back on track sometimes about various areas of my life. And so I know that you ladies will enjoy reading Just Get Serious as well. You can get the book Just Get Serious on Amazon.com, and you can also get a sneak preview of the book as well on Amazon. So don't forget to write this down as a resource, Just Get Serious by Donna Satchel. So we're going to be talking with Donna in just a little bit again about, you know, the importance of finding your passion. Also, we're going to talk about three ways to make networking online work for you. You know, networking is still very important, especially for those of us who are solo entrepreneurs or, you know, you depend on a lot of word of mouth for your business marketing. This is something that you're going to find very valuable. And then also, I'm going to share with you how you can really take advantage of the Women About This social network. Get on there and start networking. So I think it's very important for you today, ladies, to have a pen and a notepad. Again, I've been recommending for the last few shows that, you know, throughout the whole year, we are really researching and developing good show information for you, information that you're going to be able to put right away to use in your business and in your personal life. And so I really want to make sure that you know that all of the information put together can really become a treasure chest of success for you to go back and look at and you know, and techniques and tips. So start a Successful Woman Radio Journal. You know, just buy a spiral-bound notebook, date each of the entries in your journal, and just take good notes, you know, and there you have it. You have a great resource tool to go back to. So I've been recommending that for about the last 4 or 5 weeks now. A lot of people have emailed me and said it was a really good idea. And, of course, it helps me out as well because I don't have as many emails of people asking questions because they're taking good notes on the show. But just in case you don't get that opportunity, we have indeed, from your suggestions, created a note section on successfulwomanradio.com. Each show, we will be giving you an affirmation. And so if you go to successfulwomanradio.com, in the gray menu bar, the main menu bar, you'll be able to see show notes and affirmations. And you can click there and see notes on the shows, the affirmations. And also we have the show archives. All of 2012 has been completely archived. So if you want to catch up on some of the shows from last year, please feel free to do so. And, of course, we'll be archiving shows as we move along for 2013 as well. Want to thank all of those individuals who have been networking on the Women About Biz social network. I really, really appreciate you. And, again, I'm going to be sharing some information on how you can better network online. Again, our hot topic for today is Finding Your Passion with author and success coach Donna Satchel, and I'm very excited about that. And I also, again, wanted to just give a shout-out to a couple of people. I want to give a shout-out to Lisa Edwards, who is one of the individuals who helps me out at Women About Biz. Lisa has really been working very hard with me recently on just really doing some revamping on our website, and you're going to be seeing some wonderful new changes coming up in the next few weeks. And I also want to give a huge shout-out to Sharon Notsky. Sharon, I met at a private roundtable session a few years ago in New York, and she has reconnected with me, and she has shared just some awesome resources over this last couple of weeks. And so, again, it's just always so wonderful when you are able to make great alliances, have people to support you, also develop a good power team that you know you can put into action at any time. And it's wonderful to have the type of business associates and good friends that can reconnect with you and pick right back up where you left off. So I'm excited about talking about networking today. And so, again, I want to just encourage all of you to make sure that you have a pen and a notepad. Well, I want to ask you some very important questions today, and I know that those of you who are longtime listeners know exactly what I am talking about. I am talking about no other than the one-hour gift, 5 questions to ask yourself daily. We're going to be coming up with that in just a few minutes, but right now I want to ask for a special blessing, and that blessing is for you to share the show with your friends, with your associates. You know, it's so important to not just hold good information to yourself, but it's so important to share information with others and to let them know about resources that may be beneficial to them. And I think Successful Woman Radio is a good resource. Our goal is to simply empower women with the tools and resources to make it happen. So now is a great time for you to click over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, an associate, or a family member. have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. And for those listening on the line on their smartphone or their iPad or other smart device, please make sure that you share the show on your social networks, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. It is 12:10 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, here we go with those five questions to ask yourself daily. You know, one of the things that's most important is for us to become up close and personal and real with our own selves in running our business. We have to learn to make today the first day that we take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how our businesses and our day is going to be successful. Here are five important questions that I think everyone should ask themselves every single day about their business. Here's number one. What results would I like to see in my life and my business today? Again, what results would I like to see in my life and my business today? Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? I want to slow down and stop right here. I'm going to read this question again, and I want you to just be thinking about this as I read it. Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Well, here's exactly what this question is all about. A lot of times, we have a tendency as businesswomen to load our calendar up with a lot of activities and to-do items that make us feel important but are not really contributing to what our goal is for the week. And so by the time Friday gets here, we are totally, totally confused as to why we have not accomplished our goals or why we don't see more money in our checking account or why we have not made any money for the week. And it's very, very simple. In order to really focus on the goal at hand for the week, most of the activities in your calendar, your planner, have to be contributing to that goal. And so you really have to, you know, make concession for that. It means that there may have to be some sacrifices, some meetings canceled, some activities cut out. It may mean that you may have to plan your dinner menu for the week and then go ahead and schedule some time to fix it all at one time or figure out how you're going to be creative in making that happen for the family, because there has to be sacrifices made in order to see success in your business. And what I am learning, just as a success coach and literally talking to women for over this last 25 years and helping a lot of people today, I think that what I see happening is an unwillingness to clear the calendar for the sake of the business. And unfortunately, it's a problem that is a contradiction a lot of the times to that which you really want to accomplish. So you really have to understand something. As a businesswoman, when you birth a business, it means that you are responsible for taking care of that business. You're responsible for nurturing that business and helping that business to become a fully matured business so that it can yield you good fruit, which is money. And the only way to do that is that there has to be some sacrifices. So just as a mom sacrifices for her child, you know, and sacrifices for her loved ones, we have to sacrifice for our business as well. So, again, you've got to take a look at those activities. You've got to take a look at the various to-do items that you have listed and make sure that they are definitely contributing to your goals for the week. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Ah, ladies, here's another big one. Follow up is vital. And again, you know, if we are losing focus and we're bouncing all over the place, it's very, very difficult to follow up with anything. But if you have a follow-up system, if you know exactly the steps that you take from a day-to-day basis to follow up, then you're not going to have that problem. Here's something that I think will help you to better follow up. It's important, whether you're working part-time or full-time or running your business full-time, you need to sit down and figure out the number of hours that you actually have to contribute to your business. Very, very important. Because whatever those number of hours are, then you need to make sure that on your calendar, none of that time, okay, is being dedicated to something outside of the business. You need to make sure of that. And then the next thing that you need to do is once you have those dedicated hours, then you need to automatically and consistently mark some of that time for follow-up. Very important. Number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Now, I consider this for myself a very, very important question because, you see, marketing has to go on in a business 24/7. Even when we're asleep, there needs to be some type of online marketing, some type of online presence where people are actually able to take action, whether it's ordering a product, requesting information, or requesting a service or purchasing a book. They need to be taking some type of action, and the only way they're going to do that is if we develop a good online marketing strategy and an overall strategy to really start seeing results. But if you ask yourself, what results have I seen in my marketing, and your answer is, I haven't really seen any results, I haven't had any sales, I'm not getting people to call me on the telephone, I'm not seeing people call me in my get in touch with me via email, then that's your indication that you need to revamp that marketing plan and keep tweaking it until it works. And it's also your indication that you may need to work with someone who knows more about marketing and attracting the crowd than you do. So when we ask ourselves these questions every single day, it is going to help us to become a better leader, a better businesswoman, and it's going to help us to hold ourselves accountable. So there you have it, the one-hour gift. Take 1 hour at least every day to go through these questions and to answer them in depth for yourself and do discovery with them. Carry it out. If there's a reason why you're not seeing results, don't just say no to the question. Dig deep, write the information out. And again, what you're going to find out is that every single week that you ask yourself those questions or every single day that you ask the questions, you might get a different answer. So I'll be asking these questions of you every Monday, and I hope that it will sink in, that it will allow you to hold yourself accountable and also remind you the importance of success and what it takes to be successful. It is 12:18 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio Show. It's still time to go ahead and share the show with someone that you know. It's President's Day, so probably a lot of people are off work and are able to tune in quickly and get some great information and wisdom for the day. So have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Coming up soon, we'll be having our featured guest, Donna Satchel, and Donna's going to be sharing her wisdom, her tips on finding your passion. Right now, I want to go ahead and quickly share with you some ways that you can better network online. You know, networking has changed recently over the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years. And, of course, the online market has really made it totally different. And so the technique of networking really hasn't changed, but what I have learned is that a lot of people, first of all, don't practice proper networking techniques in the first place. So what I want to talk about is three networking techniques that you can use online that's going to help you, which is very, very, very important, okay? The first networking technique that I want to share with you is all about your profile. What I'm learning is that a lot of people are not putting up their pictures. They are not completely filling out the About Me section, and as a result, they are not getting a lot of connections online. But listen, people do not like to connect with individuals that have a blank image on their profile, because the first connection, to be honest with you, is based on outward appearance. And so it's important for you to have a really good, what I would consider professional, picture made. Now, a lot of places throughout the U.S. in the malls have those photo shops that can take good, solid digital pictures. They have the green screen. They have good white screens where a lot of things can be blocked out. And so you can get creative. You can get your face done at the mall and then go right on into the shop and have a professional photo taken. But keep that in mind as you are building your profile, that you need to construct a good About Me profile. Don't make it too long, but you, in your profile about yourself, you know, you need to be personable and you need to talk about what you have knowledge of, okay? If you know how to design beautiful websites, or if you know how to design WordPress sites, or if you make some of the best homemade tasting cakes that there are, you need to make sure that you are able to relay that in your About Me section. Very, very, very important. The other thing that I think that you need to do for networking online is that you need to be consistent with how you network. In other words, it's very, very important for you every day to either connect with 5 to 10 people on any of the social networks. And it's also very, very important for you to try and schedule at least 3 connection calls a week from people that you know online. In other words, you are going to connect with that person via private message. You're going to say, for example, hello, I am Sharon, and I would like to connect with you so that via telephone so that we can exchange live what we each do, and I'd like to learn more about your business. That is something that takes it to a whole nother level. That way it breaks the ice, and when you are connecting or when you're inviting that person to something, that person knows who you are. The important thing about connecting with anybody online is that if we are all, and I want to just slow it down right here and talk just a couple of minutes about this. If we are all looking for other people to purchase our services or products, then we have to be willing to utilize the service and products of others. We cannot be selfish and think that we're going to push and promote ourselves and somebody is supposed to see what we do and what we have to offer and that we're not supposed to consider them. And so make sure that you are not practicing selfish networking, which is it's all about you and what you can get, but you really never have thought about how you can help another person. Because if that's what you're doing, it is not going to work. And if you have not had any results in online social networking, that might be the reason. Don't feel bad about it. We are, as humans, that's our nature, is to be selfish. But what we have to understand is that as businesswomen, it's no place for it. We have to be looking at how we can help other people. How can we enhance the lives of other people while moving forward with being leaders in our own business? That's what's very, very important. So when you're online networking and someone connects with you, one of the biggest mistakes I'm seeing happening is that you'll accept the connection, but then the person never hears from you. Well, guess what? The responsibility of connecting lies with you both. It lies with you if you want to push information in front of that person, if you want to talk to them, if you want to get to know them. And it also lies with them because they're the ones that asked you to connect. So it's very, very important. They should not be surprised that you are private messaging them saying, let's talk on the phone, let's learn more about one another's business. The third thing that I think in networking online that we definitely have to do is make sure that you are networking in the right social networks or in the right groups. A lot of people have asked throughout our e-teleclasses that we give, for example, you know, how is it that I can meet more people who might be interested in what I have or meet more people who might share my same mindset? Well, here's the thing. For example, on Facebook, just posting on your personal profile page and hoping that that gets out in the news feed to everybody who's your friend is not enough. What you need to do if you really want to connect with people and find people who share your common interests is you really are going to have to find groups within Facebook, okay? Not fan pages, but groups within Facebook that allow you to connect, to interact, to post information, to share resources. Find those groups that are most compatible with what you are doing and with who you are. And if you do that and start connecting with a lot of those people, you're going to have better results, which is very, very important. Also, make sure that if you decide to start a group, that you are responsible and accountable. Because a lot of times if you start a group and you start inviting a lot of people to that group, but you don't monitor the group or have group rules on the social networks, then, of course, you know what's going to happen, a lot of selfish networking, which is people are going to get on there and promote themselves like crazy. I call it the pink plaid jacket syndrome for women. Remember the old plaid jacket car salesman? You know, they're ready to pitch tune and won't let you get a word in otherwise. Well, that's what it's kind of like when all the person sees from you is a sales pitch. So we have to make sure that if you start a group or even if you participate in a group online, that you are not that pink plaid jacket saleswoman, that you are adding substance to that group. Have rules for yourself if the group doesn't have rules. You know, if you're consistently on the group, then make sure that at least 60 to 70% of what you post on that group is benefits and resources without sales. That way, when they see information coming from you, they can trust you more because they know that you've provided things to them that is helpful and resourceful. Okay? It's 12:27 after the hour. And for those of you that are listening, this is the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, we're coming to that segment that I'm very, very excited about because we have a very special guest on the call today. And it is no other than Donna Satchel, who's going to be sharing her wisdom and tips on finding your passion. I just want to read a little bit of information about Donna, and then we'll go ahead and bring her on the show. Donna Satchel is an achievement and business speaker, success skills trainer, life coach, and author of Just Get Serious, which is her trademark and business philosophy. She is serious about developing, designing, and delivering programs, speeches, and coaching to organizations and individuals who are serious about getting results. Donna provides interactive, results-oriented training programs on teamwork, customer service, communications, and presentation skills. In her motivational presentations, Donna shares with individuals how they can do more, have more, and be more. Last year, Donna released Just Get Serious About Success, her new exciting book, which has insights, ideas, and inspiring stories to empower readers to achieve their goals, pursue their passions, and live their dreams. So at this time, I would like to bring on the show Donna Satchel. Hi, Donna. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Well, thank you for having me as a guest. You know, I love your show. You always bring valuable information, and I'm just pleased to be here and share some insights with your listening audience.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, Donna, I was thinking about today, how long have I known Donna? And I believe I have known you for about 10 years. Can you
yes.
believe it's that long ago?
Yes.
that I think we sat in Applebee's and had a wonderful conversation. And then I was remembering the first time I heard you speak was actually at a Les Brown event.
That's right.
And I just remember being proud to know you, and you were so eloquent with your speaking and so motivational. So I'm very, very excited, you know, again, that we have rekindled our business relationship and that you are on the show today and talking about such a timely and important subject of finding your passion.
Yes, I am excited to be here and share the insights that I gained over the last several years about the importance of pursuing your passion and finding out exactly what it is. So it's a blessing to be here. So thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's get right to it. Let me start off with the first question. Donna, why is it important for people to find what they love to do? I mean, can't we all be good at several things?
We can all be good at several things. When we find that thing that we're passionate about, it gives us the energy, the excitement. We will spend time, we will spend energy, we will spend money just to move forward in that direction because of not just the monetary reward, but the emotional reward as well. And that's why I think it's so important for people to find what they're passionate about, particularly in today's world. There is so many things that could get in our way. There's so many obstacles. There's so many things that can be discouraging to us. But if you're doing what you're passionate about, you'll keep moving. You'll keep moving. You'll keep moving forward to make that happen because of the way you feel when you're doing it.
Okay.
And that will give you the longevity that you need.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Donna, there's a slogan that I came up with, you know, as I'm talking at various business workshops. I always say it's so vital to have passion, but keep in mind that passion doesn't pay the bills. What do you think about that?
That's true. That is so very true. And when I talk about, and I think that's an excellent quote, passion itself isn't going to pay the bills. So what one wants to do is once they find their passion, for them to make that decision, is it going to be a full-time passion? Am I going to try to find a job connected with that passion? Am I going to have a business connected with that passion? Is it something I'm going to do part-time? Is it something I'm going to volunteer to do? Is it something I'm going to just do for the love of doing it? And those are all decisions that someone can make to pursue their passion. There's just not one way to do it.
Absolutely. Donna, what suggestions do you have for people who do not know what they're passionate about? I have a lot of women asking me this question. You know, they're not sure of their purpose. They're not sure if they can even identify what passion is. As a matter of fact, Donna, I have a lot of women telling me, Trina, I have failed at so many different things that I'm lost. I don't even know where to begin with passion.
One of the things I always suggest for women, anyone who doesn't know right now what they're passionate about, there's three places you can look. The first is in the past. What did you love doing as a child? What did you say you wanted to do when you grew up? What excited you as when you were little? And many times when people go back and they take a look at that, they realize that whatever it was, they didn't pursue it. They got discouraged. Someone told them, you're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You don't know the right people. Whatever it is, and they got stuck. So they have this desire to do something, but they don't know what it is. So I always say, go back to the past. Start thinking. And it might sound very simplistic, but it can give you huge results. Last year, I gave a presentation talking about the same topic. And a few months later, one of the attendees, Donna Faircloth, called me or emailed me and said, you know, I found it, Donna. Now, she said at first when she went back to think about her past, all she could think of was she enjoyed being on the swings. She enjoyed swinging back. That's all she could think of. But then she started digging a little deeper, and she realized she enjoyed braiding her doll's hair. She enjoyed braiding her sister's hair. She enjoyed painting her nails as a little girl. She enjoyed those things, but it didn't come to her right away. And she signed up for cosmetology classes at her local college. And she said she's moving forward. So it was there. She just didn't recognize it. So that's the first place people can look. Go back to the past. And there are a lot of ways. Sometimes you can think about it. Wanda Sykes, great example. Never thought about being a comedian. Had a full-time job out of college. And was just dissatisfied. Wasn't quite happy with her life. And for some reason, she took down her high school yearbook. And as she flipped through it, people had written, "You are so funny. You're going to be on stage one day." And she kind of looked at it and she said, "Well, I didn't really remember that, but that's what people had saw in her." And she always enjoyed making people laugh, so she signed up at a comedy club, and the rest is history. So go back to the past. That's the first place they can look.
You know, as you say go back to the past, I can only help thinking about myself because I can remember the little girl playing Anchorwoman, closing the door in my room and playing Anchorwoman. And I remember one time in particular, my mother passed by the door and she said, "Trina, turn off that TV and get in the bed." And I said, "But I don't have the TV on." And she opened the door, upset, and says, "I know when I hear the television." And I said, "No, I was playing Anchorwoman." And she says, "You mean it was you?" And she says, "Let me hear it." And I began to verbatim put on this voice and persona like an Anchorwoman. And my mother could not believe it. And I think I was only about 7 or 8 years old at the time. But it's interesting because to this very day, the radio show happens to be the thing that I have a lot of passion about. I love speaking and I love talking to other people. So it's very interesting. I know exactly what you're saying about going back to your childhood because many of you who are listening right now, if you go back and you think about what you loved doing when you were a child, some of you might be doing that very thing right now and didn't know that really it was a passion. Right, Donna?
Right. Right, and just, and I think your perfect example is if we go back, we can possibly find it there. Now, not everyone's going to find it there, but there's a strong possibility. So I always recommend that's the first place to look. Maybe you got discouraged. Maybe nobody supported your dream. Maybe what you were doing, you didn't even think it could actually be a career. So that's the first place to look.
Absolutely. You know, Donna, there are a lot of what I call functional women out there who are working 9-to-5 jobs or even, you know, running a business full of part-time. They're functional in that they can still smile, they can still carry on the day, they can still have fun and do a lot of things, but deep down inside, they know that they have not really discovered what it is they want to do. As a matter of fact, a lot of women explain it to me as just a feeling that they get that this is not it yet.
But
they're not acting on it. They're not taking action on it. And that is part of the problem is that people are not taking action. What can, you know, when you suggested that we look in the past to remember what we loved doing as a child, what can we do to get ourselves to take that action when, I don't know, maybe the habit has just been deeply rooted not to be active about what we love in life?
What the first thing you want to find out is what's blocking you? What is it? What is the fear? What is the concern? What is it? Step outside of your comfort zone. And that's one reason why a lot of times we don't take action is we're used to doing just a certain job. We're used to being around just certain people. We're used to reading just certain books. We don't want to stretch because if we're going to move forward on our passion, it's going to take energy. It's going to take doing something that's different. It's going to take going to classes. It's going to take asking for help. It's going to take a lot of different things. And sometimes people, they're just not comfortable doing that. So if you go back, you look in the past, you can't, you identify what it is, well, then move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't see it in the past, you want me to talk about where else to go?
No, but
okay.
I was gonna ask you that. You know, if people can't find their passion by looking in the past, what else can they do?
Well, then the next place is the present.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things that's happening in the present. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're passionate about, but you're letting obstacles stand in your way. And I want to say perceived obstacles.
Repeat that for me, Donna, because that was a powerful statement.
Perceived obstacles are standing in your way. You know what it is. You just haven't gotten started. You keep thinking about it, talking about it, but you're also talking about this job I have. You're talking about lack of money. You're talking about lack of support. And you see all these things as obstacles, but they are not. They're your obstacles in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The person I love to talk about when it comes to this concept of perceived obstacles is Joanne Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I met Joanne Smith several years ago when I did a presentation at Coca-Cola. Afterwards, she came up to me. She gave me a flyer. She said that she was singing at an establishment not far from where I live. So I went to check her out, and my mouth fell open as I listened to her sing. She is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so taken by her sound. She's performed at so many great places, the High Museum, Centennial Olympic Park, Villa Christina. And I stayed in contact with her. And when I started writing my book, I called her, because what's amazing about Joanne Smith is that she has a full-time job working at Coca-Cola. Now, see, a lot of people, a full-time job, that's their obstacle. They think they can't do it because of this job. That's
mm-hmm.
not true. Not only does she have a full-time job, she has family responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow she's been able to find a way, because this is her passion and because she's dedicated, to do both. And when you're dedicated to that craft, doors open for you. I was
mm-hmm.
talking with her last week. This Saturday, she is performing at a jazz club, and she is the opening act for Norman Conners.
Mm.
The opening act. I was like,
wow,
Joanne. And you've had a full-time job for how long? In fact, I'm interviewing her tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. If anyone's
mm-hmm.
interested, they can email me, and I will send them the details.
Mm-hmm.
At donna@justgetserious.com. I'll send you the details. And she's going to talk about her journey working a full-time job and pursuing her craft. So I'm bringing her up as a great example. If you know what you love to do, find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let
mm-hmm.
a job, don't let family respond, don't let any of those things stop you. Find a way to do it.
Wow, and that's very inspiring. I really appreciate you using her to share with how you can do something quite incredible even though you're working a full-time job.
Right, right. And then secondly, in the present, many times other people know what we can be good at. And they're
mm-hmm.
telling us. They're saying, oh, girl, the way you bake those cookies, oh, my goodness, you should have your own bakery. They're telling us. They see the results of our passion. They see it,
mm-hmm.
and they're telling us, and we are kind of shaking our head going, oh, no, 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 I could never do that. Oh, they're just saying that. It's not really that good. You know, it's just little cookies. It's just a little painting. It's just a little writing. And we keep saying little, little, little,
mm-hmm.
little, diminishing
mm-hmm.
the value that we are
Absolutely.
Offering, and we don't even see it as our passion.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you say also, Donna, is that sometimes your passion is something that you are naturally doing. It's coming easy to you, and it's something that you're not even really thinking about doing. You just naturally, out of habit, just work yourself into doing it because you love it. There are no conditions placed on the passion. You just are doing it.
Right. You love doing it, and when people are complimenting you, and Trina, I'm quite sure you have seen this working with women for as long as you have. others see something as huge and we see it as minor. People are saying how great it is, and we're saying, oh, no, it's just a little. And we are not taking into account what they're telling us. So I always tell people, if you can't find it in the past, you don't know what are people complimenting you on? What are they telling you? What are they seeing in you? That could lead you to trying something with more dedication, with more energy, and possibly that can open up into a passion for you. But be open to what people are saying, seeing yourself in a different light. We're real good women for complimenting everybody else. But when it comes to ourselves, do we believe the compliments people tell us? We're very interesting human beings. We believe the negative. Now, people tell us the negative, we get all upset, oh my goodness. But when they tell us the positive, do we believe that as well?
Wow, that's really interesting, Donna. And listening to you saying that, I think it really has a lot to do with us really accepting the fact that we really were born to be successful in life. That is our right in life, to be successful and to thrive and to fulfill our own purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't believe that that is our right as a human being, as an individual in this world, then it's very, very difficult for us to accept the positive comments of other people.
Right. We just shrug it off. And then I say, for some people, they look in the past. It's not there. Look in the present. Well, you kind of know where I'm going. If you're following the trend, then it's in the future.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? You haven't done it yet. You might not even know that it exists right now. And many of us, including myself, live very limited lives. We've worked in a couple of industries. We've done a couple of things. But we don't know everything that's out there. This came to me really clear, Trina. A couple years ago, I did a program for a group of women. They happened to be from Africa. And not only were they from Africa, but they had all lived in different countries before they moved to Atlanta. And at the end of my presentation, one of them said to me, what other countries have you lived in? Now, she didn't ask, where did I vacation? She said, what other countries had you lived in? I want to show you how bright I am. I said, I used to live in New York. Like, that's another country. Later, and they were like, you've never lived in another country? I was like, no. And they were talking about the benefits and how great it is. And all of them spoke at least two languages. I went home that night and I said to myself, Donna, you know so little. And that's true of all of us in terms of our experiences. So what does that say? If it's in the future, you haven't done it yet. Get started doing new things. I always will say to people who ask for coaching in this area, I'll say, when was the last time you did something for the first time? When is the last time you did something new? Why don't you just try different things? Venture out. Be aware of how you react when you're doing something. A great example, Carolyn Hartfield has a organization, Hartfield Hikers. I was talking with her recently. I'm going to be interviewing her on another show. And she was in her 50s when she went on her first hike.
50. Wow.
And she said it was such a thrilling, she described it as a thrilling experience going on a hike. And the next week she went back. And the next week she went back. She's originally from Detroit. She describes herself as a city girl. She would never think of herself enjoying hiking. She then started a business. Not only does she take people hiking, but she introduces them to the great outdoors and being adventurous. At 65 this year, she is taking a group to hike the Grand Canyon.
Wow. Wow.
Now, why do I bring her up? She tried something that she had never done before.
And found her passion.
And found her passion. And there are, and that is someone who I talk to, and I know how excited she is about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think, I think a lot of people don't know this story, but John Grisham, who wrote, I think, 22 bestsellers, had no intention of being a writer. He
wow.
was a lawyer. He was a tax attorney. And one day he heard, he was in court, and he just heard some, the beginnings of a story that came to his mind. And he went home, continuing to work. I want to bring this up. For 3 years, he wrote his story for 2 hours, from 5 to 7, for 3 years, working full-time.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
he found a passion for writing.
Wow.
So we never know what we could be good at.
Absolutely.
He never thought that what he would be doing. He wanted
Absolutely.
To be a professional baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And change direction. So sometimes we have to change direction.
Yeah,
sometimes
what you think you might want may not be the thing that you're passionate about.
Right. Change direction. Try something new. And when you know it, when you find it, you'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know that it's your passion once you start moving forward on it, because you will feel it.
Wonderful.
There's no doubts in your mind. And I love the quote by Steve Jobs. He said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle
yeah.
with all matters of the heart. You
Absolutely.
Will know it when you find it."
Mm-hmm. Now, once someone finds their passion, for example, are there things that can prevent them from moving forward to pursue it?
Oh, definitely. Doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times what happens is someone, they found their passion and they start comparing themselves to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And comparison to others is one of the huge stumbling blocks, because then we have all these doubts.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be as good as so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it like whoever we're comparing ourselves to. I always tell people, if you compare yourselves to others long enough, you're going to find somebody who's smarter. You're going to
mm-hmm.
find somebody who's prettier. You're going to find somebody who has more money, more friends. You're going to find it if you compare yourself. And then
mm-hmm.
that becomes a stumbling block. So don't compare yourself to others in your passion. Understand that you're going to express your passion in your unique way.
And that is just so profound what you're saying, Donna, and you're absolutely right. You know, nobody has your, and I would like to just say, passion DNA.
Right.
Nobody has your business DNA. So
right.
you might be doing the same thing, but there's always going to be a different twist. There's always going to be people that you attract to you because you're you. And that no one can take away from you. So I really appreciate you talking about how it's easy to doubt, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that.
And then how do we move beyond doubt is do something on that passion you have every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do one, even if it's something small, do something, read a book, call
mm-hmm.
someone, do something. One of the things that's wonderful about the internet now, oh, my goodness, this class is on anything and everything. Take an online class.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a business networking. Get a
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. Do something every day. That helps diminish that doubt that we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It confirms that. It helps to confirm that we need to move forward.
Right, and it helps build our confidence.
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
What happens is, you know, if you're starting something new, you don't have all the knowledge. You don't have all the skills. You don't have all the abilities. Nobody starts off with it all.
Mm-hmm.
We gain
mm-hmm.
it as we move forward. So you want to do something every day. Then secondly, the thing that will keep us from moving forward,
mm-hmm.
particularly ladies,
mm-hmm.
is distractions.
Mm.
Or disruptions. I'm sorry, disruptions first. Disruptions. People asking us to do a favor. People asking us to go here. all of a sudden we got selected for the vice presidency of an organization that we're a member of. Someone volunteered our services. And many of us, as women, we're afraid of that two-letter word.
Oh.
No. No, mm-hmm. I can't do that. So learn to say no. And if you have to put us, I always tell women, if you have to put a I'm sorry in front of it, then that's okay. I'm sorry. No, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next
mm-hmm.
time. Sounds good, but I don't have the time. Learning to value our passion, because passion is going to take time, it's going to take money, it's going to take energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have those things if you're saying yes to everything that comes along. Now, that does not mean you say no to everything, because we all want help. We're going to need help in pursuing our dreams and goals and passions. So we're going to have to be of help, but you want to make conscious decisions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And when you've made conscious decisions, you make wise choice of what you're going to do, once again, with your time, your money, and your energy.
Wow. Wow. I hope you guys are all getting this wonderful information, these words of wisdom that Donna is talking about in finding and pursuing your passion. So very, very important. Donna, wow, I could just go on and on and on. Can you believe we only have about 4 minutes left in the show? And I could just go on and talking to you about finding and pursuing your passion. But I want you to tell our listening audience how they can connect with you and find out more information about all of the wonderful things that you do.
Well, thank you so very much. My website is www.justgetserious.com, and that's J-U-S-T spelled out, justgetserious.com. Email address, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, at justgetserious.com. For those that are interested in the topic and you have that job and you're thinking, oh, I just don't know how I'm gonna do this. I know she mentioned this woman, Joanne Smith, but if you want more information or insights on that, tomorrow I'm doing a teleclass with Joanne, or teleinterview at 9 o'clock in the evening. And let me give them the call-in number.
Okay, go ahead.
It is 712-432-3100,
mm-hmm.
and the access code is 754-480.
480.
If someone didn't get that, just email me at donna@justgetserious.com, and I will send you that information.
Wonderful. And we will get that up also in the show notes as well for those of you that visit Successful Woman Radio, so that you'll have two resources to get that information. Donna, you are just such a blessing, and I want to thank you for just sharing your wisdom and insight on finding your passion with us. And as always, I want to invite you to come back to the show and talk about some of the other wonderful areas of your book, Just Get Serious. And I want to encourage everyone that if you have not gotten Donna's book, Just Get Serious About Success, I want to encourage you to visit Amazon.com. Just put Just Get Serious in the search bar, and it will pull up her book. You can get a preview of the book, and I would just encourage anyone who's looking to improve their lives, you know, get more resources and tools and a good grip on moving things forward quicker, that this is the book you need to read. Just Get Serious. Thank you so much, Donna, for being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much, Trina, for having me. It's been a pleasure. I encourage everyone to continue listening to the show. I listen to you, Trina, every week, and you have great advice, great direction, great questions.
Thank
that
you so
women
much.
Business owners should be asking themselves so they can move forward. So it has been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to being a guest again. You just let me know when.
Wonderful. Thank you, Donna.
Well, thank you.
Well, ladies, don't hang up yet, because we've just got an affirmation to share with you right after this music introduction. Well, ladies, here we are coming to the end of the show, and it's time for our inspiration and affirmation. Ladies, let this and every week be about releasing your inner potential and discovering your true passions. The affirmation for this week is, this and every week, I will release the authentic me. I will answer the call to my true passions. I will take swift action on my positive thoughts and accept the opportunities and discoveries that will enhance my life and my business. As always, you can find this information on the show notes later today. I've enjoyed being with you today and pray that the information shared has motivated you and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and goals. I want to again thank Donna Satchel, author and success coach, Just Get Serious About Success. And I want to encourage all of you that if you're available at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, to definitely participate on the interview that Donna will be doing with the person that she mentioned, Joanne Smith, where she'll be talking about how Joanne found her passion and pursued it. So that's going to be a very interesting call, and I'm hoping to get in on that. You can email Donna at donna@justgetserious.com. Tune in next Monday, February 25th at 12 noon Eastern, when I'll be discussing loving your business the right way. You don't want to miss that one. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is definitely yours for the taking. Have a productive and powerful week, ladies. Bye-bye.